One of the most helpful things a family can do in the final season of life is invite spiritual support earlier, not only in the crisis moment. Many families wait until someone is actively dying, in the hospital, or after death has already occurred before reaching out to a pastor, chaplain, officiant, or ministry leader. But earlier support can bring something very valuable, peace before panic. If you are the aging parent, asking for spiritual support early is not a sign of weakness. It is a way of inviting wisdom, prayer, and steady presence into the journey while you still have space to think, talk, and prepare. If you are the adult child, reaching out early is not about handing the situation off to a ministry leader. It is about inviting a trusted person to help your family speak honestly and gently. A minister, chaplain, officiant, or mature ministry leader can help in several ways. They may help a family begin hard conversations, pray with calmness, listen without rushing, encourage reconciliation where appropriate, and help everyone slow down enough to think clearly. They may also help a family keep spiritual focus without pretending to be an attorney, doctor, or counselor. This matters because many families do not avoid end-of-life conversations because they lack love. They avoid them because they do not know how to start. A trusted ministry leader can sometimes help create a safe tone. The invitation does not need to be dramatic. It can be simple. You might say, "Would you be willing to meet with us as we begin talking about the next season of life?" Or, "We are not in immediate crisis, but we want to prepare with peace. Could you help us have a wise conversation?" Or, "Mom and Dad would like spiritual support as they think through funeral wishes, family communication, and the final season." If you are the parent, you might personally ask for help by saying, "I want to talk through this season with faith and clarity. Would you walk with us a little?" If you are the adult child, it helps to ask permission rather than arrange everything behind the parent's back. Honor matters. You are not recruiting a ministry leader to pressure your parent. You are inviting someone who may support the conversation with dignity. Ministry leaders can be especially helpful earlier in areas like prayer, spiritual encouragement, funeral reflection, blessing conversations, forgiveness, and helping families talk without spiraling into panic or silence. They are not there to take over. They are there to serve. For both generations, earlier ministry support often means fewer rushed decisions later. It can also help reduce sibling tension, fear, and confusion. Sometimes one calm outside voice can help a family speak more gently to each other. What not to do? Do not wait until the family is already in full conflict before asking for spiritual support. Do not invite a ministry leader secretly in order to gain leverage over a parent or sibling. Do not expect the pastor, chaplain, or officiant to replace legal, medical, or counseling professionals. Do not treat the ministry leader like a controller, referee, or decision maker. Do not assume that we're people of faith means no guidance is needed. The goal is simple. Invite wise spiritual help early enough that peace can grow before crisis takes over. That is often one of the kindest gifts a family can give itself in the final season of life.